Invasive plant species are a threat to wildlife, plant and aquatic life as well as infrastructure, and no one knows that better than residents of Sundridge, Strong and Jolie. In conjunction with the Near North Enviro Center, the Lake Bernard Property Owners Association is launching its 8th season of Tackling Fragmites. See, volunteers look to win battle against invasive plant in Lake Bernard. It's also entering its 3rd year of managing the Japanese knotweed, which is a recent discovery in the region. In total, 23 known Japanese knotweed locations have been found in the Sundridge region, and they vary in size and density. It's been found by Lake Bernard, creeks, roadsides, and even the landfill. The plant has a bamboo-like appearance and easily outcompetes native plants and degrades the quality of life in wetlands. Traditional methods like cutting or pulling the plant have little success because the plant has very effective survival strategies. For example, when the plant is cut or pulled, that tends to stimulate rigorous underground growth. Dr. Janice Gilbert, who is the executive director of the Invasive Fragmites Control Center in Langton, ONT, says a more effective way to control the Japanese knotweed is through herbicides. She made that comment at a January 30th Tri-Council meeting of the 3 municipalities. Gilbert says using herbicides requires Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry permission. A January 20th report from Gilbert's organization states the largest infestation of the plant has been found on both sides of a creek in Sundridge near Barry, Park and Belmont Streets. Due to the plant's ability to spread quickly, there is a high probability that the stands by the creek could spread downstream. The report states for this reason the creek area should receive the highest priority to control the spread of the invasive plant, and herbicide should be the control measure. The report suggests crews apply herbicide to the site during July when the plant is fully grown but the seeds have not yet matured. It's also suggested that herbicides be applied to the remaining 22 locations during July. The sites will have to be re-examined in 2026 and the remaining living plants will have to be treated again, but the amount of herbicide needed would be greatly reduced. By 2027, many of the sites should not have any new growth. The invasive species also damages infrastructure, according to Gilbert. She told the Tri-Council Japanese knotweed is known to break through concrete, bridges and the basements of people's homes when it spreads underground. Because of this economic impact, she says that's another reason to control its spread. Marilee Konderink is the chair of the local Fragmites Working Group Lake Bernard, and she says the volunteers who take on the fragmites and now the Japanese knotweed take their responsibility very seriously. Konderink says without the financial support from the Ontario government and the expertise ministries contribute, there is no way the volunteers could tackle invasive species in the area. Last June, the provincial government announced $16 million over 3 years to tackle the threat of invasive species. Part of that money was used to create an invasive species action fund, which provided $2,500 to the local group so it could establish a Japanese knotweed control plan. With Ontarians set to vote Feb. 27, the Green Party has pledged to reduce the introduction of invasive alien species by 50% and minimize their impact by more effectively coordinating government responses, according to its site. The Ontario Liberal Party's online policies page, Ontario NDP's online commitments page, and the Progressive Conservatives webpage don't mention environmental issues. Graydon Smith, who is the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry and also the MPP for Parry Sound Muskoka, said not only are invasive species a threat to biodiversity in Ontario, but they also have a negative impact on the economy. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.